How have your parents' actions influenced the way you see God? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. How do your parents react when you mess up and make a big mistake? Even the most patient parents have bad days and might blow up in anger. Nobody's parents are perfect. But when your parents do show you patience and grace through your mistakes, they're showing you a glimpse of what God is like. And we'll explore that more today with our story, Lost Lunch Money by Allison Wilson Lee. I stepped off the school bus and headed down the sidewalk toward my third grade class. Sticking my hands in my pockets, I felt for the envelope with that day's lunch money. I expected to find it there, but I wanted to reassure myself. However, I didn't locate the envelope of coins in my pockets or in my backpack. The payment for my lunch that day must have fallen onto my seat on the bus, but I had already watched the school bus pull away from the building. I knew I could charge that day's lunch and bring payment for it the next day, but I dreaded explaining to my parents that I lost the money. I feared getting in trouble for being irresponsible. Later, at dinner that night, I somberly told my parents about the missing money. Although I anticipated a scolding, my dad responded differently. "That's okay, don't worry, we have more money to cover it," he replied. My whole body slumped with relief. Instead of showing frustration with me for my mistake, my dad showed me mercy. That day, my earthly father gave me a glimpse of our heavenly father. No parent is perfect, mine included, but our parents do influence how we believe God sees us. In this instance, even though losing my lunch money was a mistake and not a sin, my dad's response helped me trust God's heart for me. For those who put their trust in Jesus, resting in the work he did on the cross to pay for our sins and give us his righteousness, we receive God's mercy. No longer are we charged with guilt because of our sin. Instead, we belong to a Father who shows us his goodness with abounding grace and compassion. His mercy is bigger than any sin we could commit or any mistake we could make. As his children, we can revel in the truth that God responds to us, even in our messes, not with great anger, but with great love. So what does this story make you think of? Has someone ever shown you God's heart toward you? What was that like? Do you struggle to believe that God is compassionate toward you in your mistakes? If so, why do you think that is? We all feel this way from time to time. Who are trusted Christians you could talk to about this, such as parents, pastors, youth leaders, or counselors? Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 86:15, "But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness." And dig into the Bible for yourself and read Exodus 34, verse 6, all of Psalm 86, and then 1 John 3, verse 1. To keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Are you going through a tough time in life right now? Tell us how we can pray for you when you go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu. Come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, talking about how God not only loves you, he actually even likes you too. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.